Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Most gracious God and Father, we give you thanks for your tender love in sending Jesus Christ to come among us, to be born of a human mother, and to make the way of the cross to be the way of life. Amen. As you finish your chores for the day and prepare for bed, a supernatural being materializes before you, bound by neither physical surroundings nor human imagination. It is an angel standing 60 feet tall in your living room. It begins to speak to you. In salvation history, it has spoken to Abraham, to Jacob, to Moses and the prophets, and now it speaks to you, the Word of God. Out of the night sky, the angel appears and announces that the Creator of the stars of night have chosen you to be the human parent of the Son of God. What will you do? What will you say? Perplexed and with astonishment, but nevertheless you consent to the call. In due course, a tiny boy arrives. He is an ordinary human infant, ordinary toddler, ordinary child, ordinary sassy adolescent. So ordinary, in fact, that you soon forget the angel ever came. And eventually, so does Joseph. How will you raise him? Will you spank God the Son when he disobeys and plays in the street when you told him not to? Will you wash God's mouth out with soap when he brings filthy language home from school? Will you put God in time out when he sasses you as a young lad? Will you ground him when he stays out hours past his curfew as a rebellious, defiant teenager? Don't be foolish. Don't be piously naive. This is Jesus, who is a young man feeling sophisticated and full of himself, grown up, says at a wedding reception, with embarrassment and exasperation to his mother, "Woman, what have I to do with you, mother?" Lately, he's starting acting crazy, and people are talking about killing him. His mother, brothers, and sisters come to where he is to collect him and take him back home. But he says arrogantly to them, "Who are my mother and my brothers and my sisters?" There's one time you will surely never forget. He was about 12. He disobeys your assumption, does not stay with the other children on a return pilgrimage from Jerusalem to Nazareth, turns up missing. Returning to the city in sheer panic, you search for 3 days, frantic in ways that only a distraught parent can understand. Eventually, you find him in the last place you thought of, but the first place you should have expected, in the temple with the elders, teaching them with wisdom as ancient as the ages. You are astonished, angry, furious, with tears of relief. He's astonished at your astonishment. "Something about my father's business," he says earnestly, "at my father's house." And you turn and glance at Joseph, and suddenly both of you remember the night of the angel. Disturbing moments, frightening memories come flooding back over you. 12 years ago, that old man in the temple, "A sword will pierce your own soul also." A sword? Also? And when he was nearly 2, fleeing to Egypt, just ahead of King Herod's murderous brutes, what did it mean? What's it all about? I'll tell you what it's about. A Christmas card I remember from years ago pictures the angel confronting Mary, and there behind her on the wall, unseen in the shadow, a crucifix. Prophecy or promise. Once in a Bible study, I suggested that something Jesus said was sarcastic. People in my class were aghast. They were offended. Jesus was perfect. He could never be sarcastic. But oh yes, you see, the man perfected sarcasm. He elevated sarcasm to a fine art. And if you think he never misbehaved as a child, then you clearly do not understand perfection. In the Bible, perfect does not mean a goody-goody, never naughty. It means finished. It means complete. It means done. And God was not half God, and Jesus was not half God and half man. He was completely God, and he was completely human. That Jesus was perfect as God is perfect, that he was tempted as any normal human male is tempted, is not the outcome of indulgent, permissive parenting, a spoiled brat of license, but of being raised in a loving home, growing up with the discipline and guidance of caring, loving parents. If you were God's mother, would you discipline God? Would you spank God when he misbehaved? If not, I suggest to you this morning that God would have no part of you in his parenting. Jesus was as human as you and I, and Mary was the perfect mother, or we would not be here this morning. The perfect mother was perfect before the perfect son was perfect. Without Mary, without Mary and Joseph, he could have been born with fetal alcohol syndrome. He might have grown up a petty criminal demanding his rights and receiving light sentences because of an abusive childhood, eventually dying in jail or being found in the gutter or sleeping it off in a pile of wood shavings in his family's carpentry shop. As it was, of course, he did not die a petty criminal, but condemned for a capital crime and executed hideously in the Roman equivalent in those days of the electric chair. It's foolish and naive to look at the lovely scenes on your Christmas cards and say, what a divine picture of peace and love. For Mary, that night of the angel, it was surely so. But you see, she lived where you cannot live. She lived where you cannot live in time. You cannot live before Christmas. You cannot live before Calvary. Mary thought she was en route to Bethlehem, but you and I know quite different. She was on a road that no one had ever walked before, that no one else forever could ever walk in quite the same way again. Holy Mary, Mother of God, on the way to the cross of Calvary with the beloved Son of the living God. It's the night of the angel. What will you say to the angel? Actually, it may be too late for me to ask because you've already responded. You've already said, yes, you yourself set out on the way of the cross at your baptism. The new covenant standard of obedience is no longer Abraham and Sarah at Haran, or Abraham with Isaac at Mount Moriah, or Moses at Mount Horeb confronting the angel of the Lord in a burning bush. For us, the people of the new covenant, the standard of obedience is Mary of Nazareth, Holy Mary, Mother of God. You and I, with Mary, are on the way of the cross with the Son of God. You have taken the oath. You have taken the oath. You have made the vow. You have accepted the covenant. And I ask you this morning, is it just liturgical words? Or will you stay the course, as Mary did, from Nazareth of Galilee to Bethlehem to Egypt, back to Nazareth to Jerusalem and Calvary's Hill, womb to manger, to cross and tomb, and that early dawn on the first day of the week? Will you stay with him as Mary did, not only in the jubilation of Christmas and the victory of Easter, but in the wilderness with Satan? And when other people think he's crazy and so are you, are sticking with him, will you stay? Will you stay with Jesus, or will you leave with Judas Iscariot when he pushes back from the table and for 30 pieces of silver rushes out of the room to everlasting damnation? Will you stand round the fire in the chilly courtyard with Peter and before Caiaphas and Pilate? Will you be there? Will you be at the foot of the cross with Mary, his mother, when he cries, my God, why have you forsaken me? You've said that you will. You've said that you will. You've taken the vow. You've entered the new covenant, the way of the cross, where Mary, the Mother of God, is the new standard of life and obedience. But I invite you this morning, are you sure? I ask you to think about it. Will you stay? As you finish your daily work and look toward the rest of your life, a supernatural being materializes in your presence. Bound by neither imagination nor physical surroundings, it's an angel standing 60 feet tall before you. It begins to speak to you. In salvation history, it has spoken to Abraham, to Jacob, to Moses, and the prophets, and now it speaks to you, the word of the Lord. What will you say? This is the night of the angel. Ponder his invitation prayerfully. What will your answer be? Most gracious God, we give you thanks for sending Jesus Christ to come amongst us, to be born of a human mother, to make the way of the cross the way of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.